You're with Alligator Records now, and I want to thank them for helping facilitate this interview. I've been playing Method to My Madness, which is your latest, a lot on WBFO. Compared to the success of the last one, The Devil You Know, and the rest of your catalog, how would you say that this measures up so far?
Well, as far as you know, the people who I listen to give me an idea where I stand. It's usually the first line of comments and whatnot are going to come from the record label, because they're the first ones to hear it. And as the tracks were coming together and the record was coming together, the label was getting very excited about it. They really liked the record a lot, and they like it better than the last record, which the last record to me here's the Method to My Madness. That's one reason that title works for this record so well.
Yeah, we're all curious to know what it is.
Well, I'm trying to, my approach is to try to make a different kind of record each time that I put a new record out. I don't want it to sound like the last one at all.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that's the same is it's me playing, it's me singing, and it's my songwriting, you know, and the sound of basically of, you know, roughly the sound of my group, whatever group that is, whatever group of players I have at that time. It's going to sound like me no matter what. That's always going to come through, and so I'm not worried about sounding like somebody else or doing something so different that people won't like it anymore. But I do want to make a record with a different concept, a different approach, a different theme or what have you. And so The Devil You Know, I had been gearing up for that one for quite a while. And it was after – that was the first record I made with this group we now call the Painkillers. It was a real shift of lineup and instrumentation for my band. I was at the point where after having had a big band with horns for many years, I made several records with that lineup, with that kind of sound, and I was having a hard time coming up with being able to make a different kind of record without really shaking up the instrumentation a little bit. And I felt like I wanted to play more guitar, and I felt like I wanted to try some different sounds and some different effects, amps, guitars. I really wanted to have fun experimenting with tone and picking up the slide, which I hadn't done much of in the past professionally. I did it around the house a little bit, but I didn't really play it on stage much. So I broke out a slide on a couple of songs, and we had a bunch of special guests. We had three or four recording studios were involved. There were three different producers involved. There was, a lot of collaborating and songwriting, and really the producer of the main producer of the album was more of a songwriter from back home, who I know knows her way around the studio pretty well. And I thought that she would help me make a good record, because she's a song based artist. She really is, expert at shaping and creating good songs. So here's all of this stuff going on. You know, I had Bonamassa and Tab Benoit and Magic Dick and Marsha Ball, these people guesting on the album. It's a big project. And that was where I was at the time. That's what I wanted to do. And people responded well to that, but a few of my old fans were like, "Whoa, you went too far, boy." There's a few songs on here we get, but some of this stuff we just don't get it, you know. And so it wasn't a lot of that, but there was a little of that. And I was prepared for there to be, you know, some pushback from my longtime fans, because the record was quite a bit different than what I had done before. So, but I dug it, and we all had a ball making that record and playing on it and everything. Playing those songs out live was really a blast. It kind of reminded me of when I was a younger kid, listening to a bunch of rock and roll bands when I was young. So that was a project that, you know, was definitely worth doing. It definitely breathed some new life into to me personally and my act. And then after doing that, first of all, I'm still exhausted from it. I mean, it was a lot of work. And I was ready to do something really simple, really straightforward. And I would be talking to, like, my good friend Cab Benoit, who just goes into the studio with his trio and plays things, tries to get as many first takes as possible, and tries to he refuses to redo anything. You know, he cuts it live. That's it. And so I wanted to try making a record more like that, very organic.
Cool. Yeah. It sounds like it. Yeah, it really sounds like it. And, you know, I listen to a lot of different music because I'm playing it sometimes for 5 hours on the blues show. So I get to hear the different production qualities of everything. And yours really stands out. It's big, it's warm, but it's still crisp and clear. A lot of definition to all the instrumentation. So I wanted to ask you a couple things about the album. You had said that when you make your songs that your brand is on every tune that you put out. And I wanted to ask you what you meant by that. Is that a sonic production or musical stamp that you put on it? Or is it just your essence of how you innately sound in terms of how you craft the song?
Yeah, I think that it's just something I can't get away from. You know, the influences that are in me, you know, that are so deep, that's what I've been about since I started playing as a kid. That has never changed that much. No matter how much I try to learn, and I do, I'm trying to learn new stuff all the time. You know, right now I'm woodshedding on the acoustic guitar because that's something that I've always kind of neglected most of my life. And so here I am, you know, in this stage of my life, I'm really just learning how to be a stronger acoustic guitar player.
That's good.
But I'm always trying to learn something new, you know.
Yeah.
But no matter what I do, you know, Randy always says this. He goes, "Man, it doesn't matter what you do; it's going to sound like a Castro record." So I think that's more it. You know, I don't have any. There's no absolute, you know, sort of process there. It's just what it's just who I am.